Hello, everyone, and welcome to Curious Apes. Let's be honest, the current state of society is pretty concerning. Currently in America and throughout many other parts of the world, we can see clearly that rates of depression, loneliness, suicide, and meaninglessness are skyrocketing, with most people spending the majority of their lives in jobs they find absolutely no fulfillment in. The middle class is rapidly shrinking as the masses slide into poverty and housing is becoming, frankly, unaffordable. And now we're living in a culture focused on advertising, self-promotion, and narcissism, where we've become so focused on being rich and famous that we've stopped pursuing personal growth, kindness, and a sense of fulfillment. We've become so concerned with the idea of success, with a desire for money, power, and recognition, that we've allowed ourselves to become numb to the things that truly bring us joy. Worst of all, the thing that could probably help us most, our social harmony and trust in one another, has all but disappeared, replaced instead by a constant us versus them mentality that drives persistent hatred online, in the media, in our governmental institutions, and even into the streets as ideological groups violently clash, often to the point of death. Ironically, as life seems to worsen for many of us, we become more desperate to join these hostile ideological groups in the hopes that by doing so, we'll reclaim that sense of power, community, and purpose that our day-to-day lives have otherwise stolen from us. But as we embrace these culture wars, neighbors become enemies. Men versus women, black versus white, queer versus straight. It's all variations of us versus them, and it's ripping our society apart. It doesn't actually do anything to solve the problem either. And so rather than have the difficult conversations that are necessary to improve these aspects of our lives and to improve our society, we instead are forcing people to pick a side in these unnecessary battles. And if anyone dares to actually attempt to deal with the issue by perhaps questioning some of these trending belief systems of our peer groups and of the tribes in the culture war, then we threaten them with removal from their jobs, with cancellation so they can't get work. We try to make them pariahs of society rather than lift them up for asking questions. So to paraphrase Stephen Fry, we become so focused on being right that we no longer care about being effective. But here's the good news. It's not all bad, I promise you. Things don't have to stay this way. See, part of the problem is certainly that the human animal is biologically susceptible to being hijacked by the negative influences of culture. But the good news is that we can also use the influences of culture to shape our lives for the better, to bring out the best in us. And that's why I believe that we must constantly put society in question, why we must be able to critique and examine our culture at all times to see where it's failing us and how we can improve it. But to do that, we must embrace struggle. We must push ourselves to the boundaries of our intellect and our comfort. We need to wade into that middle ground between these two warring tribes, encouraged by our understanding that personal growth and societal progress requires embracing the complex, nuanced, and difficult ideas that many currently seek to prevent us from having. Now, as we wade into this somewhat dangerous territory that has been deemed a controversial place, I will be personally using the tools of psychology and neuroscience and philosophy as my guides. But we'll have a constant stream of featured guests from a variety of backgrounds who all bring their own expertise, but ultimately share our passion for knowledge, respect, and humanistic progress. So if you're looking to gain awareness of the ways in which we are manipulated and influenced by biology and by culture, if you're looking for clarity amongst the chaotic noise of modern life, if you're seeking personal growth and inspiration, or if you just want to explore ideas that you think could help us solve some of the biggest challenges facing our species, then please subscribe, tell a friend, send an email, and let's build a place where free thought is not only accepted, but encouraged. And I think that should tell you about all you need to know for now. So, let's go ahead and jump into episode 1. Thanks for listening, everybody.